for your soil and crop health for yield gains.
Welcome back to Farm Talk. This is Farm Director Eric Johnson, 33 past. On a Wednesday, September 17th, looking at the radar, plenty of rain in South Dakota, at least light rain, moderate rain. And then you get into North Dakota, it's really just kind of in the south central to kind of central part of the state around Bismarck and south around Linton and such. And at some point today, the big blob that's down in South Dakota is going to push its way up into at least the southeastern portion of North Dakota. So we'll see. And probably western Minnesota. There are some areas in western Minnesota that would love to get some rain. A little bit of rain, not 10 inches. All right, let's head up to, well, he's not in Wimbledon. They let him out, but he's on the move. Mike Clemens. Mike farms up in that neck of the woods and usually involved in a lot of different things for advocacy for agriculture and farmers, one of those being S-Bear. First of all, how are you doing today, sir? Did you get out of the tractor finally?
Oh, man, we're doing a lot of different things. We seeded a little bit of grass this morning in some tree rows for one of my landlords, and I had another meeting with the local church in town this morning.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now we're doing some errands over in Fargo, and the guys are finishing up some barley hauling. They're getting close to getting the bins swept out on the corn. We're just working on a lot of different things around the yard there, getting the roads mowed. Hey, we got to get them mowed before the snow comes.
Don't even mention snow.
We had 2 years in a row there. I think it was like the 10th of November. We hadn't harvested anything,
yeah.
And we had like a foot of snow. So you got to get those kind of jobs done while the weather's nice out. And, boy, is that weather holding in great for us right now, because, you know, our area got really whacked hard with that derecho that came through and replanting, and a lot of crop got beat up. And the drive to Fargo was interesting to see all the soybean fields that, hey, I think in a week they're going to be ready to chomp on a lot of them around here, the soybeans anyway. The dry beans guys are going, and our fields are still grass green yet. So we could use probably another week to 10 days on our crop up here.
Well, it sounds like, according to Mick, you're going to get it. We got a little rain tonight and maybe this weekend, but then drier next week. And it's going to be like living in San Diego. 70, 75 every day next week. So
we're wonderful. Yeah,
need it.
I checked some our first corn here this morning when I was over planting that grass seed. They're nicely dented, probably about 50% milk line. So that's really coming along nicely here. So another week on that. And our very last fields that we seeded, I checked them here. Oh, what day was it? Monday. And they were nicely dented, and they're starting to make that progression down to get that milk line closer to black layer anyway. Mm-hmm. So another week would sure really add some bushels onto our crop up here.
It sounds like you're going to get it. I don't know what happens after that. All I know is the next 7 to 10 days, it's going to be okay. I just feel early snow this year. I don't know, but it's not going to happen within the next week and a half. That's all, I can guarantee that, and we'll have to work Darrell Richardson over on the weather segment tomorrow. A couple of things I wanted to catch up on. You mentioned the derecho storm. You got clobbered pretty hard with that. You've had bad weather luck. You lost a building because of the storm, right? Was that year or two years ago?
The area there is pretty much north of the interstate to Highway 200. That stretch all the way across North Dakota just got slammed terrible. I mean, you go to Page and the guys could talk about it there, over to Hillsboro and our area and even west of our Wimbledon area. And then it wasn't just the one storm. I had a buddy at Courtney. They lost a bunch of bins the first storm, and then the second storm took their dryer down and their grain legs all down. And same way over at Page there, too. They lost some bins, and then the second storm that came through, you know, took all their other infrastructure down.
Man.
So it's really been a bad area this year to live in that area between 200 and 94.
It's the Bermuda Triangle of bad weather. Well, the reason why I was going down this road is you finally got your bin replaced, right? It basically got done in time?
Yeah, we did, yep. We had one bin blow away. I mean, all left was the foundation on the bin, and it was at a different bin site. So we took those resources and the insurance check, and we put that into a new bin at the farm with the rest of the big bins there. And so So that was a nice thing to get the slab poured, and then you call every third day, is the steel showing up? Well, that bin was ordered on the 21st of June, and that steel is all just showing up now. Several neighbors in the area, their bins are showing up about right now. They get put up, and it's going to be just in time for the harvest, because a lot of these bins will be used for corn storage, and because they're big bins, and it takes a while to get them put up and get your infrastructure hooked up to fill them. But there's some of the neighbors there, they bought baggers because there's no way they can get their projects even hardly going off the ground, and because they lost so much of their infrastructure on their farm there, their legs and conveyors and hutch pumps. And so, so some of those are just going to postpone it for a year and work on it all next year.
Okay. I'm curious, you don't have to get too specific, but I'm curious because I know the state came out, Governor Kelly Armstrong came out with a plan with the Bank of North Dakota to help growers, be able to replace their infrastructure and grain bins. But I would like to believe our insurance companies were on top of the ball and they didn't need that. Were you able to just get your insurance? Were they out there or were you able to take advantage of the program?
My insurance company was very good. They were out, Johnny, on the spot and settled our claim with us, so we had the cash to put down on the bin right away, which was really nice. And but now the guys that aren't putting the structures up, they went and bought baggers now. Whether they use this program to go purchase that, because that's kind of an emergency deal there, where they got to buy the bagger that they never had, and then they got to buy the bag. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's enough bags in the country for everybody.
Yeah, they don't come together, from what I understand, right? You can get the equipment to do the processing, but you got to find the bags, and they may be somewhere else, as what I've heard. So, interesting. But I wanted to ask you about ASPAIR, because you were on the ASPAIR board. If people don't know what that is, I know it's an acronym. Do you remember what the acronym stands for? I'm going to put you on the spot.
State Board of Agricultural Research and Education.
Okay.
I refer to it as the clearinghouse for all the Extension Service and NDSU for the ag side. That instead of, it's a lot of state money goes into these programs and facilities around the state of North Dakota. And instead of everybody going to the legislature with their wish list, we're kind of a clearinghouse that, we're an organized group that is set up to hear everybody's, needs and wishes and, what their priorities are in their different areas of what they're studying, whether it be agronomy or livestock or technology. And so we're having listening sessions right now. We just completed one out at Dickinson there to get the pulse from out in that area of the state. We'll be going up to Minot, I believe in Fargo we have one. And so they'll all be coming in and talking to us and see what their needs are. And then we can rate them and go through our methodology to see, these are really crucial things that are happening or going to be happening in the state of North Dakota in agriculture. It's a way to look down the road to see what's the most important thing for growers, because, when I started farming 50 years ago, you wouldn't even recognize what we do today compared to what we did back then. And Extension's the same way. They got to be on cutting edge technology and education for the farmers that are out there to be able to make good decisions.
Are people showing up for these meetings? Were they lately attended?
It's not so much the public showing up. It's more of just the Extension Service themselves, at the RECs that will be showing up to talk to us about, we need a new seed cleaning plant, or maybe we need a new some livestock fencing on our facility because everything is getting outdated and hasn't been replaced in 30, 40 years. And it's funny that, it seems like a lot of things after about 40 to 50 years need to be replaced because it doesn't last forever. I'm thinking my house out at the farm there that I built, and now I put a new deck on and we're putting some windows in there. Well, that's what I spent for the entire house when I built it.
I was just going to say, 40 years ago. Did you take out another loan? Good Lord, that stuff's expensive.
No, I'm not taking a loan out this time. The house is paid for, so So now the house payments are gone. Now we got to start fixing everything back up again.
I hear you.
And during that duratio, yeah, we're getting all new shingles on all of our houses out at the farm there, nice. And some greeneries, and the barn is getting a new pin roof put on that, and the insurance was adequate. You know, they weren't new roofs by any means, but you know. Hey, you know, it's time to replace them. Let's get it done, and then we don't have to worry about it till the next storm, let's say.
Yeah.
I heard of one guy who was out in western North Dakota. His machine shed blew down, and they got a new one put up, and the second storm came through, and I think it took it down again.
Oh, no.
So, you know, what are the odds of that happening?
Not very likely. All right, we got about 60 seconds left. So when is the combine going out to get your soybeans off the field? A couple weeks yet?
The first field I drove by today, they're about half yellowed up and dropping leaves. So I'm going to say in 2 weeks that they're going to be ready to go. It might be sooner. They really drop fast when they start turning that yellow color. And, and then we would like a frost, because last year we didn't have any frost in our beans. Well, then we had green pods in the dry beans, and, of course, that turned into a headache in the grain bins.
Oh, yeah.
All the pods are wet on the outside, all the dry beans on the inside. And, well, okay, we plugged up a few holes on the bins, taking them out of the center fill. And so we had to get creative of how we're going to get the beans out of the bin. And okay. The corn all came out real nice, so.
Okay.
We're really diligent on our corn, getting it dried down and making sure it's in good condition throughout the season, because that's our plan, is to deliver, later, in July and August time frame.
Okay.
That's when we have time.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, thank you so much. I know you're on the move today. I appreciate you hopping on and giving us an update. I'm sure we'll talk to you somewhere down the road. But thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sure thing, and we'll have some bushels to talk about then.
Oh, let's hope so. Lots of bushels.